Peter sent a neat quote from Einstein today. It was a drawing of a bicycle. And he says, life is like riding a bicycle. To keep your balance, you have to keep moving. Movement is the key. If you find yourself doing the same thing over and over and over, you need to be more aware something's got caught up in a cycle, and you need to take a look at your life. Does something want to change? Are you denying something? Are you avoiding something? Are you not allowing yourself to see what needs to be seen for movement? Movement is balance. What we keep hearing is about being in the moment. Now, I want to repeat again, most people have no idea what that means. Plus, they're not interested. They've been programmed, brought up in a way, like being on a treadmill. You have to keep doing this and keep doing this and keep doing this in order to. So it's like going to a big city and watching the workers go to their employment in the morning, streaming along, dashing along, and not really going anywhere. They could all be on a treadmill, really. They're not going anywhere. Their lives are the same and the same and the same. So what we keep hearing is, be here now. This is it. Take no thought of tomorrow. Be here now. So the few people who are interested, either because they're intelligent or a past life impetus, or, as most often happens, a crisis in life pulls them up. They lose a beloved or their money, or they have a terminal disease or a possible one. Suddenly, stop. Take a look. If you have a near-death experience, if you almost die, perspective changes. You take a look. What am I doing? I'm doing the same thing over and over. That isn't movement. It looks like movement, but it's not movement. It's a treadmill. So we look at, so what is being in the moment? Now you see, when you say that, the mind is telling you what is being in the moment. But you see, the mind doesn't know about being in the moment. It has no experience at the moment. It only sees the past or a projected future. It is incapable. It does not have the facility to be here now in this moment. Again, what's this moment? The peace that passeth all understanding. Time no more. The Tao. The hidden harmony, the way. And none of those describe what it is. But you see, the mind says, if we're going to be in the moment, we have to look for, but you see, the mind is looking for what it thinks it is. And the mind is not capable of thinking what it is. Because the mind is only capable of thinking in terms of time and space, past and future. So the mind is not capable of being in the moment. Not only that, but you see, the mind only works in opposites. So when the mind thinks about something, it thinks, oh, just to exaggerate it a little bit, it thinks, oh, I'm either unhappy or happy, miserable or delighted. Another seeming obstacle for being in the moment is, again, the way the mind works. So to repeat, the mind is not capable of being in the moment. That's one thing. But the other thing is, the mind thinks it's God. It can do anything. So of course it can be in the moment. But what it is, it's thinking it's being in the moment. It's not in the moment, it's thinking the moment. It's making up the moment. Like it makes up so many other things. It makes it up and thinks, I'm in the moment. And one of the difficulties with that is, you see, the mind works in opposites. So what it says is, I'm in misery. I'm told that if I'm in the moment, I'm going to be, and then it translates what it hears. It translates it into bliss and delight, and it's going to be incredible. You see, do you see? What it's doing is creating an opposite, saying, so everybody's saying being in the moment is wonderful, so it's looking to be wonderful. But you see, that's the way the mind works. It feels wonderful, and then it creates its opposite. It feels terrible. It works in opposites. But in the moment, there's no opposite. So it's not wonderful. And it's not terrible. It's not fantastic. And it's not awful. There's no explanation for that that the mind can understand. It's something else. The Tao, the way, the peace, the path is understanding. The peace. You say, oh, peace. No, it says that passes all understanding. You see, you can't understand it. You can't understand the moment. And the job of the mind is to understand everything in every moment to keep you safe. But the mind cannot understand the moment. So the mind keeps looking for what it thinks the moment is. And it's not that. If it can think it, it's not that. The truth cannot be said, and if it's said, it's not the truth. So it's looking for something that it thinks it is, and it isn't that. Frustration. So what to do? How to be? Well, you can't do anything. Everything you do is coming from a place of the mind. From the past, what it thinks it ought to do. And this state we're talking about is non-doing. In Zen they say effortless effort. So practically, what does that mean? I keep saying this, don't I? Be here now in each moment. Be aware, aware. Include all the sounds, all the movements, all the thoughts, all the words, all the actions, include absolutely everything. And what you will find is something will focus on what is appropriate in that moment. If you're driving, that's your focus, hopefully. Usually when there's an accident, the person who's not focused in that moment, they were not there. Even in the movies and on television, you'll watch the driver talking to the passenger and looking away for seconds. That's when the accident happens. They're not there. They're talking to the passenger instead of driving. Drive. Be there. Open the door. Close the door. Each step, each moment. Now, you might say, and people often do, yes, but this moment's terrible. Because it's too cold, it's too hot, it's too boring, it's too loud, it's too this, it's too that. Right. It is the way it is. And you do have a choice. Stay there or move. So you've got a boring life, unbore it. Do something else. It won't work. You'll keep chasing to run away from how you are in each moment. And movement is better than staying still. But don't do movement for the sake of movement, because all you're trying to do is run away from yourself. And you can't run away from yourself, because there you are trying to run away from yourself. You're always there. Stop and listen. And if there's something that says, this relationship, this job, this house, this country is no longer appropriate, don't do anything. Just stop and feel and sense. Where are you being drawn? Where's the invitation? And if it's there, don't do it. Let it happen. One day you might hear yourself giving in your resignation. And while you're doing it, your mind will say, what are you doing? You've got a pension. You've got a mortgage. You've got this. You've got that. What are you doing? What are you doing? Follow your heart. Follow your heart. Look around at the misery most people are in most of the time. They're following their heads. They're following the conditioning they've been given. Take a look at some of the other people who followed their hearts, who've done ridiculous things. They're usually the innovators. They followed their heart. Might have been tough to start with, but they have something that's indescribable. Back to the moment. Buddha said, whatever's happening, say it three times. I don't like this. I don't like this. I don't like this. Don't contract. Don't go against it. But be honest. Acknowledge you do not like this. And that's perfectly okay not to like something or to like something. Everything's okay if you're loose and open. I don't like this. I don't like this. Do I have an alternative? Not at the moment. There is no alternative. So I will be with what is. Not contracted, not against, not complaining. In fact, grateful for what I do have. Be where you are. Be where you are. Be where you are. And include everything. People say, I've tried that. Try learning the piano in 10 minutes. Some people can. Some people are born playing the piano. Most people have to work at it. You've got to practice because you've probably got lives of conditioning with the old. The new takes some practice. Again, in the East, the traditional way is to go into an ashram or a monastery and meditate for 18 hours a day. Don't do that. We're not here to avoid life. Why come all this way to avoid it? We're here to live. It's an amazing life. It's an amazing planet. It's so stunningly beautiful. And all these incredible people here, or every single one different. Be here. Have this life. But don't get caught up in it. Don't get woven into it. Be part of it and detached from it. Have it. Enjoy everything. Coming all to this dimension where the sexual energy is so strong and then denying it, how stupid is that? If it's there, go into it. Be total. You've got an ambition to have money? Great. Go for it. But the key is to go for it. If it's half-hearted, it won't work. Go for it. Be total. And then you'll find it fades away. You've done it. It's no longer appropriate. So what do we come back to? Watching yourself where you're stuck, where you're not moving. Like riding a bicycle. To keep your balance, you've got to keep moving. In your life, are you moving? And as you move, be here. Be here. Be here.